Casper Mountain. Temps today going to be warming into the low to mid 40s, mid 20s tonight, 50s for a high Saturday, a little colder Sunday to Monday with snow showers. This is Day Weather Meteorologist Mark Huer.
All righty, we have 34 degrees. We've been holding there all morning in downtown Casper, 26 up on the mountain. In Douglas, it's 32. Jackson has 24 and 31 in Lander.
And I am oh so excited to welcome into the studio Kathy Holman, the Prairie Wife in Heels. Hey, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I think I'm just as excited as you are, if not more.
So for those who haven't been following along, this is going to be a regular feature every Friday at 9:15. We're going to have Kathy in and we're just going to chat about stuff. You know,
I know.
You can't see it.
Poor Susan. I gave her four pages of notes
of things that we can talk about. So, and knowing us, just in the short time that we've gotten to know each other, you know, having coffee, we just talked and talked and talked and talked. And we're not going to run out of stuff. But what we want to do today, first of all, is sort of introduce you to the listening audience and to those who may not know you. I know you have a wildly popular blog, Prairie Wife in Heels, and a Facebook page. So, you know, tell us, as you told me the other day, you know, who you are and how you came to be in this spot.
All right. Well, first of all, I just want to be truthful and get out there that I am not originally from Wyoming.
That's okay.
Hence the name PrairieWifeInHeels.com. I'm actually from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and there goes that accent. Hey, dare now. So I came out here for college, ended up meeting a fourth generation Wyomingite, marrying him, and bit by bit, he drug me further and further out of the city until about 10 years ago, we moved outside of Casper to about 10 acres. And through that process, we now actually have five children. And a couple, well, probably almost 5 years ago this fall, I started writing a little bit about my adventures on the prairie, what it's like being a city girl that had never touched a gun. Courses make me cry, and just kind of, you know, shared about that and about parenting, and it turned into PrairieWifeInHeels.com, and it's just kind of snowballed into this amazing opportunity to not only share my story, but to interview people from all over Wyoming and the world and share their stories.
And you have quite a following, do you not?
Yeah, we definitely have between 8 and 10,000 hits on the website a month, and then a couple thousand followers across our social media sites, which I'm really proud of because it's something that I just started. Our mission for the blog, my sister is this amazing businesswoman. I cannot even tell you how phenomenal she is, but I came to her first and she told me you got to have a mission statement. Before you start this, you have to have a mission statement. So our mission is to support women, wives, mothers, and their families on this journey of life. And we do it through heartfelt blog posts, through humor. We've moved on to videos for the past few years. So that's just my goal, especially in Wyoming where we're so rural and we can be separated. It can be hard to find your tribe such as
right,
this.
Right, exactly. And we do want to assure people and you, Roger and Frank, too, that, you know, the topics, even though the mission is about women, these are topics that, you know, interest men and involve men as well, because, you know.
Well, women interest men.
I know I miss you guys. I thought we were going to get to hang out today.
Sure.
So, but you have to live with us, so it's good to know, you know, what's kind of going on.
Well, and Susan, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's something that's actually surprised me as the blog has kind of taken on a life of its own. My husband, and he's going to hate that I even brought him up, but he's kind of this typical, like I said, fourth generation Wyomingite, and he sells heavy equipment for Wyoming Machinery Company, and he has had some of his customers be like, oh, wait a minute, your wife does the blog and make that connection. And so that's been really cool because guys, as you know, if I can give you a little insight into how women's minds work and what we're going through, it's just going to make your life easier at home.
Exactly. Okay. So, and I was warning Kathy, Roger, that you guys have been kind of on a Green Acres bend here.
Well,
you know,
that seems to be somewhat the premise.
I feel like right now our acreage is the opposite of green.
Well, yeah.
But I actually was going to bring everyone some fresh eggs this morning, but I just was in too much of a rush. So maybe next time.
Oh, okay.
What? Anytime. I'm all about the fresh eggs. So tell us what you do around the farm.
The ranch. Yeah, I don't know if you can call it maybe a hobby farm would be the best way to do it. And once again, I have to be honest, my husband has drug me into this lifestyle, kicking and screaming. Mm-hmm. I am not exaggerating when I say horses make me cry, but I do feed them while he's on the road. But we currently have three horses. We have Pancho, the Christmas mule, who's a mini mule about the size of a lab. And I tell you what, that guy should have his own Instagram page. He's kind of become a celebrity in his own right. And then, let's see, we have 13 chickens. We just got 5 chicks. We have 4 cats, 2 dogs, including a brand new German Shepherd puppy. Oh my gosh, I'm absolutely in love with her. And then, did I mention the 5 kids and the husband?
Yes, you did. Yes, you
Incidentally,
did.
Incidentally, yeah.
As a matter of fact.
I have to feed them too every couple times a day.
So dogs come in. We've been talking about this, Roger. You can relate to this. Dogs come in very handy as vacuum cleaners around the house. Who needs a Roomba when you have a dog?
Yeah, right. I bring them in after every meal because, as I'm sure you guys can imagine, 5 kids under the age of 12, there's quite a few crumbs that are, don't tell my vet, but.
I got tired just hearing that phrase.
Saves on Gainsburgers, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I do have to say, those kiddos do 98% of the chores now that they're old enough.
Do
so
they?
I really can't complain too much. Yeah, my son hays the horses while he waits for the bus, and the other 2 middle kids take care of the chickens. And the chicks and the 2 little ones feed the cats and the dogs. So,
you know, and I was telling Kathy, and I told another friend of mine too, I grew up spending summers on a dairy farm in Iowa.
Sure.
So, you know, I learned how to milk the cows and pick up the eggs and get chased around by the geese and all that kind of stuff. And just last weekend, a friend of mine invited me out to her farm just, you know, for a cup of tea and to chat because I was a little down, and said, you know, come on out and see the farm babies. You know, we've got some calves. So I went out, and I suddenly realized I think I've lost my Iowa farm girl card because I did not have muck boots. I did not. I was. She said, "Bring your muck boots."
Yeah.
I don't have any. I've got to go get some. I had to wear my snow boots out, and then God bless her husband. You know, he cleaned off my boots while we were having tea.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah, we definitely live in our bogs at our house. You'll see my kids all summer long wearing shorts and bogs and nothing else.
Exactly. So, tell us where you're at with your blog right now.
So right now with PrairieWifeInHeels.com, we do 3 posts a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I'm producing new content, and the topics are luckily anything I want to write about. So we have a regular segment called Mama Mantras, which just talks about things like, for example, we don't negotiate with terrorists, which is, you know, parenting and dealing with toddlers and tantrums. 2 years ago, I made the decision to undergo a preventive mastectomy due to an extremely high hereditary cancer risk. And being a typical woman of my generation, I Googled it and found absolutely nothing as a 34-year-old mother of 5 children to help me go through that process. So I shared the entire journey on my blog in the hopes that it would help other women. And that's just been, it's taken on a life of its own as well. And it's been an absolute honor, the people that I have met through that and the stories I've heard from other women. So there's health issues about working out, dealing with depression. I suffer from seasonal affective depression disorder. I had struggles with postpartum. Pretty much, I just lay it all online. Like I said, my goal is to support other women. So I share my ups and downs in the hopes that either people are going to read that and say, I'm not alone, or they're going to read it and say, well, I got my stuff together better than she does. So either way, it's a win-win, right?
Well, and I know one of the first times I became aware of your work was when you profiled a friend of mine who had gone through a breast cancer journey.
Yes, I mentioned that I like to do interviews on the blog and share other women's stories because, of course, I can only offer my perspective and my life experiences. And one of the things I've learned through the years is that talking to other women and hearing their stories has given me a better perspective and more compassion. So we interview a lot of local business owners, a lot of women that are locally, and then nationwide and worldwide. So, for example, we just put up an interview about a woman named Miss Emerald, who has an orphanage in Burma that was actually taken away from her. She's 86 years old. One of her, it's this riveting story. I don't want to fill up all the time talking about it. You guys should go. But one of her orphans tricked her out of signing the deed over. So there's 140 children that when she passes away will have no home.
Oh.
And so that story is on there. It's in connection with Vision Beyond Borders, which is is actually a Casper.
I know some people involved in
there's some amazing stories like that that just really give you a good perspective. And then, of course, I have to admit it, I am a total nerd when it comes to reading books and watching trashy television. So there's some interviews.
Outlander.
Yes, yay!
Roger, I have another Outlander fan here.
So there's some interviews with Lifetime stars, Bravo TV stars, and then some of my favorite authors. I've been so blessed. And, okay, I am a total Dolly Parton fanatic, okay?
Awesome.
She is amazing, and I have been able to interview her three times listening in on interviews, and this third time, it was a life moment for sure. I actually got to ask her a question and talk to her. Oh, angels were singing.
The clouds parted, the
sunshine. Oh, my God. Third time was the charm with that one. So just stuff like that. And I'm always open to suggestions too. My readers, a lot of times I was doing a lot of recipes, but I'm sorry, it's boring for me to type up a recipe. So I stopped doing it. But my readers were like, hey, we know you cook three times a day for your family because we live in the middle of nowhere. We only eat out once a month. Not to mention, let's be honest, a family of seven to go to McDonald's is like
$50. Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, so they requested recipes. So there's actually a recipe up today. So what the readers want, they get.
That's pretty wide-ranging. And along those same lines, one of the things that we are encouraging folks to do is that you can either pose questions on the topics that you would like to talk about or that you'd like us to talk about and either send them to Kathy through her blog, or also you can get on the contact us a page at k2radio.com, and there's a morning show, you know, email that you can send it, you know, that'll come directly to me.
Yeah, that
because
would be
we
great.
Want to know what you want to hear about. I mean, we could talk for ages, but we want to know what you guys want to hear about. So very good. Well, geez, I just looked at the clock. Time is passing quickly. So we will be doing this again to remind you every Friday at 9:15, you know, and, you know, who knows? We might have more to talk about that can be contained just within that time frame. So we'll
I know I'm having goes. A blast. Yeah. And I definitely just want to say a huge thank you to K2 and to you, Susan, for allowing me to be a part of your amazing morning programming. And just thank you, Wyoming, for being such an amazing place to raise a family.
Okay. Very good. Kathy Holman, the Prairie Wife in Heels. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks.
Come on, Granny, open the door.
No more making fun of me, boob.
Granny.